Without revealing finer points of evidence against Sean Pernice, documents filed by his defense show that police had attached some kind of a GPS tracking device on the vehicle he drove in January 2009. It wants any information obtained against Pernice via the tracker thrown out as inadmissible. The argument may not have been germane when Renee Pernice vanished and police were investigating her husband, but it may be now. The U.S. Supreme Court has limited use of GPS in following people. The question is, how retroactive is the time limit? At a court hearing Friday, Pernice's lawyer is expected to ask for an accounting of evidence that derives from his surveillance. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCUR News.